You'll be cheerful in a minute, too, as soon as you figure out that you're still alive.
Humph!
He began to help Swan waken Master Santaraxita. Upright now, I did a few small exercises to loosen up even more.
Ah, Dorabi, Santaraxita said softly. I have survived another adventure with you.
I've got God on my side.
Excellent. Do keep him there. I don't think I can survive another of your adventures without divine assistance.
You'll outlive me, Shri.
Perhaps. Probably, if I do get out of this and I don't tempt fate ever again. You'll probably graduate to snake dancing with cobras.
Shri?
I've decided. I don't want to be an adventurer anymore, Dorabi. I'm too old for it. It's time to wrap myself up in a cozy library again. This just hurts too much.
Ow! Young man!
Swan grinned. He was not that much younger than the librarian.
Let's get going, old-timer. You keep lying around here and whatever adventure you found down there is going to catch up and have you all over again.
A possibility that posed a fine motivation for us all. When we finally got moving again, I brought up the rear. Swan wrangled my companions. I gripped the golden pickaxe so tightly my knuckles ached. Goblin was dead. That did not seem possible. Goblin was a fixture, a permanent fixture, a cornerstone. Without its goblin, there could be no Black Company. You are mad, Sleepy. The family will not cease to exist simply because one member unexpectedly has been plucked out by evil fortune. Life would not end because of Goblin's absence. It would just get a lot harder. I seem to hear Goblin whisper.
He is the future. Sleepy, snap out of it.
Huh? Swan said.
We're at the cave. You too. Keep climbing. We'll catch up with you.
Suvrin started to ask. I shook my head, pointed upward. Go, now, and don't look back. I waited until I saw Suvrin actually guide Master Santaraxita over the tumbled stones and onto the stairs. We'll catch up.
What's that?
Swan asked. He cupped an ear. I don't hear anything. He shrugged.
It's gone now. Something from upstairs.
We entered the cavern of the ancients. The wonder had been polished off it by the trampling about of a horde of company people. I was amazed that they had managed without damaging any more of the sleepers. As it was, almost all the wondrous ice webbing and cocooning had broken up and collapsed. A few stalactites had fallen from the ceiling. How did that happen? Swan frowned.
During the earthquake.
Earthquake? What earthquake?
You didn't...
There was one hell of a shake. I can't say exactly how long ago. Probably when you were all the way down. It's hard to tell time in here.
No lie.